Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we are, gathered again with our Bibles in hand, knowing that you desire to speak to us through your Holy Spirit and giving us truths that you want us to know about yourself and your Son Jesus and your kingdom and your ways. So today, Lord, we ask that you would teach us, be with us, guide us, O Lord, and then empower us to live according to those ways. We need you, and we're so grateful that we have Jesus in our lives. We bless you, Lord, and we thank you again for this time together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Mediator, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 20. Paul the Apostle has asked the question, wherefore serves the law? Or what purpose does the law serve? His answer was that the law was in service until the seed of promise should come, which we discovered was Jesus. We also learned that in the giving of the law of God, he used a mediator or a go-between to distribute his law. Moses served as the mediator between God and people in the giving of the law. And today, the Galatians, in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 20, we learn that Jesus, as God, was a mediator between himself and people. Paul said, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. When a contract is drawn, there are usually two parties which must be involved. One commits to keeping a certain obligation, the other commits to keeping other obligations. In giving the promise to Abraham, God himself bore the responsibility of keeping the contract. We read in Genesis chapter 15 and verses 12, 13, 17, and 18, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said to Abram, know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. And in the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto your seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Whenever a contract was made between two parties, they would divide an animal and walk through the pieces, symbolizing their commitment to their obligations. When the promise was made to Abraham, it was God alone who passed between the two pieces of animal that were divided. A deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. Behold, a smoking flax and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. God was the mediator of this covenant for himself and his commitment to Abraham and those who would come through him. In the first book of Timothy, in chapter 2 and verse 5, Paul wrote, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. When the promise of grace entered the human race, only Jesus could stand as a mediator between man and God. According to Paul, there is no need for any other. There's only one. This is great news for those who believe in Jesus, because the weight of the covenant of grace is upon him, as was the promise to Abraham. If the covenant of grace is to be kept, it will be kept by Jesus, and he never fails. We, as the church members in Galatia, have our mediator Jesus to cling to, rely upon, and trust him. Therefore, this covenant is sure, and the promise of grace of the grace of God is satisfied. In other words, no matter what happens, we have the assurance of our mediator Jesus, who will keep the covenant he has made. Next time, we will see how the law is not against God's promises. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word, in Jesus' name.